Okay, we're coming towards the close of our guided reading session here, Year 7 at Lansdowne School on a Friday morning. So guided reading, very important to us. I've got a young man here who's done some superb work so far this morning. So, sir, your name is?
Harvey.
Right, Harvey. So let's try and explain. So we're doing guided reading. What, first of all, is the book we've been reading? Can you remember it's by a lady called?
The book we have been reading is Susan Greenfield.
And it was called, I think, something like Inside...
Inside of the Mind.
And would you... Is this a storybook? Is it a story or is it maybe about her life?
It's about her life from a teenager up till now.
And can you remember, so what kind of job did she do? What was she a specialist in?
Well, her dad was working at machines, fixing things. She went to school before she went to school till she was 18, and she's always wanted to have a horse. So when she done her tests, she went off and tried out some riding instructions.
Yeah, so great
detail. So she can have a horse.
And then the work we've been doing, Harvey, so we're doing this guided reading. We use as a resource, what is the name of the books that we use that help us with this?
Well, all this time, from yesterday and today, we've been using dictionaries to help us with the meanings of words. So I'll give an example. So if you don't know what happy means, you would look it up on the dictionary and it will show you the definition, which also means the meaning of the word that you're looking up for.
And obviously, as we're Year 7 students, Harvey, then we're looking at words that are a lot more complicated and tricky. So one example was exotic.
Yes.
So what kind of technique did you use to try and find exotic?
We use clues. There's some letters down the bottom. We got capitals and we got small letters here. So we use them and we look for E for exotic. Then we have to find an X. Then once you've found that, you write it down, what it means, and you write what it means in the in your book.
And you know that exotic, well, we've got the X next, and yeah. X is obviously right the, towards the end of the alphabet, yeah. So that helps you. Maybe you could share some work. So you've written down very neatly in your guided reading book, exotic. Please, Harvey, explain, what does exotic mean?
Well, exotic means interesting or unusual, it says. And if a lot of things you can get is quite exotic, so you can go to America and you get an exotic house and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And we've got many more of these words to explore.
Yes.
So that has just been a short explanation of what we've been doing here at Year 7 with our guided reading. Yep. And Harvey today has produced some outstanding work, so thank you for sharing it, good man.
Yep.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.